The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Hebrews 10:26-31 talks about a punishment worse than death. What is this about? Is there anything worse than death? Stay tuned. This is Grace in Focus. We're glad you're here. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We come to you each weekday right here. And we'd love for you to also visit our website, faithalone.org. There, among other things, you will find our blogs, also available to you daily. Find the place to subscribe to them. They'll come to you automatically. And you'll find the same kind of content that you find here on this podcast, in written form. We would also love for you to get registered for our annual national conference coming up in May 19th through the 22nd. This and much more on our website, faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here is Bob Wilkin along with David Renfro.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. It's the Bob Wilkin Show.
No, it is not. It's Grace in Focus Show.
Grace in Focus starring Bob.
Starring David R. Renfro and his sidekick, Bob.
It is laughable sidekick.
There Bob. You go. I hope so. Yeah, I'm not quitting my day job, though. Although, you know the state which has the smallest soft drinks?
Rhode Island.
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Come back tonight. I'll be all here all week.
Let's move on.
Okay. Do you have a question from somebody named Matt? What does Matt ask?
He asked, responding to a video, what is the punishment worse than death? He asked, does God condemn believers to a punishment worse than death, even if there is repentance? And the passage that he's talking about is Hebrews 10, verses 26 to 31.
Okay, so first of all, there are five warning passages in the book of Hebrews, and this is one of them, the second to last one. It's important to recognize what the book of Hebrews is about. The book of Hebrews is not about who's born again and who's not. The book of Hebrews is who will Christ's companions be in the life to come and who will not. It starts in Hebrews 1:9. That he's going to receive the oil of gladness more than all of his companions. And the Greek word is metakoi, or the singular is metakos. And metakoi goes all the way through the book. And the author of Hebrews, when he talks about salvation, he's talking about being Christ's partners, his metakoi. So that to be saved in Hebrews is not to be born again. To be saved in Hebrews is to be one who rules and reigns with Christ.
Right.
When the author of Hebrews wants to talk about our eternal destiny, he talks about sanctification, past sanctification. In Hebrews 10:10, we'll look there because we're going to be later in Hebrews 10 when we look at Hebrews 10:26. But what does Hebrews 10:10 say there, David?
It says, by that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
Okay, so notice this refers to past sanctification, and it's once for all. So we, the readers and the author, which I think is probably Barnabas, but who knows?
Zane thought that too.
I think so. But it could have been Luke, it could have been Paul, it could have also been Priscilla and Aquila, some people say. But regardless, what the author is saying here is that the readers had been set apart once and for all. There's three types of sanctification in Scripture. Past sanctification here. Present sanctification, which is we're being set apart. Past sanctification is we've been set apart into the family of God and it's permanent. Present sanctification is ongoing, being made more like Christ, set apart from the world. Future sanctification is often called glorification. That's when we're going to be like Christ. We're going to put off the flesh. We're going to put off the sinful nature. We'll have a new body, but a body that does not have the sinful nature, which is called the flesh in Scripture, or sarx in Scripture. So when we get to Hebrews 10:26-31, the issue is not eternal destiny. And, of course, Matt recognizes that. That's why he's asking about the punishment worse than death. So why don't you read Hebrews 10:26-31, and then we'll talk about his question.
Okay. It says this, for if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord, and again, "The Lord will judge his people." It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
Yeah, and this picks up on the idea of the fear of God, mm-hmm. which evidently the readers were losing a little bit. To grasp the background of this, notice he talks about the fact that one who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace. How could the readers do this? These were Jewish believers. We're not sure of their location. Hodges suggested they were probably in some desert area in the northern part of Egypt, or maybe in the Negev. But they were somewhere outside of Israel in some deserted location. But they were being pressured by other Jewish people that weren't Jewish believers to go back to offering animal sacrifices for the forgiveness of their sins mm-hmm. and for their eternal destiny. And if they were to do that, that would be a falling away, and it would be insulting the Spirit of grace. It would be insulting Christ and his blood. It would be like trampling Jesus underfoot.
It's coming. It'll be here before you know it. What am I talking about? The Grace Evangelical Society's National Conference 2025, May 19th through 22nd at Camp Copus, an absolutely beautiful campground in North Texas, right on the lake with lots of recreation, great food, a great place to stay, wonderful fellowship, and wonderful free grace Bible teaching. Information and online registration now at faithalone.org/events. First-timers waive registration fees. faithalone.org/events.
To go back to offering animal sacrifices for the forgiveness of their sins mm-hmm. and for their eternal destiny, that would be a mm-hmm. terrible falling away, and it would be insulting the Spirit of grace. It would be insulting Christ and his blood. It would be like trampling Jesus underfoot. And he says, if you do that, well, then you're going to experience a punishment worse than death. A lot of people say, well, that has to be the lake of fire, right? Au contraire.
Well, you are multilingual, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm telling you, my...
Parlez-vous français?
No, senor, no. How do you say that in French? Niet? Oh, no, Russian.
That's Russian.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. No. No. Does your dog bite?
It is not my dog.
No. If you don't know that, look at the Pink Panther.
Yeah.
But anyway, notice he says, the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified. We already read about past sanctification in Hebrews 10:10. Mm-hmm. This is talking about believers. Now, some people, if they really want to try to escape this, they say this refers to the blood of the covenant by which it was sanctified, saying this is the blood of the covenant by which, let's say, the temple was sanctified or something else was sanctified. But clearly he's talking about the person here, and the person was sanctified. And the punishment worse than death, there are a whole lot of punishments worse than death. Death is an immediate, for the believer, immediately I'm moving to the Lord. Now, it's true that this person will not be one of Christ's companions in the life to come because they've died out of fellowship with God. Mm-hmm. But they're going to a better place and a better experience, and they're going to have joy when they're in the presence of the Lord and the angels. Until, of course, at the judgment seat of Christ, they'll have some shame when they're judged at the judgment seat of Christ. What this is talking about is a believer can have lingering pain and suffering that goes on for years, right? That's worse than death. Especially if it goes on for years and then you die out of fellowship with God. Mm-hmm. So you've not only died out of fellowship with God, but you've had several more years of suffering and pain being out of fellowship with God for longer. The basic point here is not about eternal destiny. Now, Matt's question is, what if the person repented? Well, if the person repented, then this wouldn't be true of them any longer, right?
Right.
But this goes back to the previous warning passage in Hebrews 6, verses 4 through 8. And in verse 4, it says, "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and have tasted the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, it becomes impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame." Notice how the language is quite similar here to some of the things we read in Hebrews 10, 26 to 31. And so the point is, from a human standpoint, it's impossible to renew them to repentance.
That's what I was going to say. I heard Zane talk about this passage one time.
Yeah.
And he said, who's it impossible for? Is it impossible for God to renew them? No.
Right. He would say,
this is from a human standpoint,
hypothetically, some of these people might repent, but if they do, it would be an act of God.
Absolutely.
He said, if we talk to them, and Zane gave an illustration of somebody, he went to talk to the person. There was some guy at Victor Street Bible Chapel who was in the preaching rotation. He was a Dallas Seminary student. The guy graduated, stayed at Victor Street, and his wife had a serious illness, and he kept praying for her healing, and she finally died. And the guy snapped, and he went off for doctoral work and was teaching in a secular school, and he was now an atheist. Mm. Zane said he talked to the guy after he had walked away from the Lord, and he said it was like talking to a brick wall. And he'd known the guy when he was in this preaching rotation and everything else. And he used him as an illustration of someone who had fallen away. So in answer to Matt's question, no, if the person did repent, which is exceedingly unlikely, but divinely possible,
sure,
if they did, they would escape this punishment worse than death.
Yeah, that's very interesting that, because of so many people take this wrong, that it all has to do with eternal salvation.
I would encourage you to go to our website. You can see we have a New Testament commentary. Paul Tanner did the commentary in Hebrews, did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
You might also go to our website and look. We have a commentary by Ken Yates on Hebrews. You can also look at the Bible Knowledge Commentary. It's available in various places. Zane Hodges wrote the commentary on Hebrews there. So there's multiple sources.
Good.
And we have lots of free articles on the book of Hebrews. If you just go to faithalone.org and use the search bar, you can look up this passage and other passages.
Excellent.
Great. And in the meantime, what are we doing?
Keep
grace in focus.
Be sure to check out our daily blogs at faithalone.org. They are short and full of great teaching, just like what you've heard today. Find them at faithalone.org/resources/blog. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or some feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And when you do, very important, please let us know your radio station call letters and the city of your location. On our next episode, how and why does God discipline believers? We hope you will join us, and in the meantime, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.